What's up, 20-somethings? This is Gabe and Laura with another episode talking about our 20s. Join the 20-something community and let's have a good time.
This has been a big week for the Pod 20-something community. We had our first Facebook Live with Lauren from Let's Meet for Coffee. If you're interested in watching that episode, head over to her Facebook page or to our YouTube channel. We did our first Instagram Live with you guys, and that was a lot of fun answering some of your questions. Our last episode was our August favorites episode, and we have a new country listening. Hello, Ireland.
Nice. Yeah, Ireland is a new country in our listeners, so that's very exciting. Every day we're getting closer to our goal of 50 countries, and there's also some good news. We're in 15 American states, so that is amazing. It is so cool to see how we're reaching people and how we're just creating this fun community of 20-somethings literally from all over the world. So if you're new here, welcome. If you're an OG, an old school listener, welcome back. We're excited to have you here, and let's get started.
I wish there was some sort of manual for best practices in your 20s, but unfortunately, there's not.
That would be great.
These are, right?
These are really great.
Unique times, and every 20-something goes through their 20s in a different way. So what we have done is we've created five essential things we believe can help any 20-something to enjoy their 20s while getting things done.
Nice. That is exciting. Go ahead. I'm not even going to say anything. Just go number one. What do you say?
First one, find a hobby. It's hard to know exactly what you want to do for the rest of your life, but finding different things and learning new skills is always something to look forward to and just to kind of bring a light into your life.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're so stressed and all the time we're worrying about something. It might be school, it might be work, it might be family, relationships. So then having a hobby that you just zone out and forget about the rest of the world is something really cool and really exciting. My hobby, for example, is to go skateboarding and try to play the guitar. Those are two things that I enjoy doing. And when I'm doing, like, it's like nothing around me is happening. It's just literally me and the guitar, or just me and my skateboard and the people at the skate park or wherever I am. So it's very interesting that, I don't know, it's just something in my brain. Just there's like a switch. And yeah, it's healthy, I would say. It's very healthy because, one, I'm learning new things and I'm just like keep my brain working. Two, I'm forgetting about problems for at least a little bit. And that is relaxing. That is fun to do something you enjoy. And three, as I always say, progress excites me. And seeing progress in those things, you know, skateboarding, when I learn a new trick, or in the guitar, when I learn a new chord or a new song or a new riff, it's very exciting and rewarding. So that's something very healthy, at least for me. Do you have any hobbies or things you enjoy doing, Laura?
For as long as I can remember, singing has always been my go-to relief for everything. So I guess I would say that's my biggest hobby. If I'm in a bad mood, I usually go and get in my car and drive around and just sing some random songs. But it's something I really enjoy doing.
That's exciting. Yeah, singing's cool. We can make a band eventually when I learn to play the guitar.
We said we were going to make a band and that never happened either.
Oh, well, we said we were going to make a podcast and here we are, so we never know.
And it did happen.
It might take a while, but we're making it. Well, let's jump into number two. Find your true friends. Truly know who your friends are and who really care about you. And I know that is something very hard. And, you know, you might find out who your true friends are in not great situations. But having people you care about and people who care about you, and, you know, who you choose to care about, it's not because you're obligated to. And they push you to be a better person. And they guide you through good paths and help you just be better every day, that's when you know you have good friends. Especially in your 20s, you're just starting out with your life, and you know, I am just starting out with my life, Laura as well. You surround yourself with good friends, that's gonna set you towards a very good, bright future. I can give a few examples, but you know, Laura is one of them. Like, Laura's been pushing me and helping me with many things that I'm not great at, but I've been learning. And she's making me a better person just because I chose to have her around as a good friend. Let's say, for example, Laura motivated me to start using Canva and just being creative and creating new graphics and designs for the podcast. And I started doing it. At first, it wasn't something too cool or too interesting for me, but then, you know, getting out of my comfort zone, it just got so interesting that every day when I wake up, I try to make a new design on Canva. And my next step is go to using a more sophisticated software, which would be Photoshop. So let's see how that goes. But, you know, that's just showing you how having a good friend and a friend that really cares about you around or even from far, just keeping touch with your friends can help you develop and be a better person. I think that's all I got because that was deep.
Did you breathe a single time during
No.
that?
I was a swimmer when I was younger, and I could like go back and forth a few times holding my breath. I could hold my breath for a good 3.5 minutes. So, yeah, fun fact. Can't do it anymore.
That was so nice, though.
Yeah, thank you.
I think adding to friendships is some of my best friendships have come so unexpectedly. Honestly, our friendship came very unexpectedly. We've known each other for, what, 5 years now? And Then all of a sudden just started getting really close one day. So I think that's super fun with friendships, too, is seeing the ones that you don't really expect to be friends with end up being some of your closest friends.
Absolutely. You never know. You just got to be open-minded and, you know, carefully choose who you keep around because that's key. Yeah. What else do we got? That's number two. What about number three?
Similar to learning hobbies, I think it's a very important thing in your 20s to learn as many new skills as you can. New skills, new ideas, new opinions, just anything you possibly can in your 20s. An example of this is honestly this podcast. We've learned how to edit and create content and do all sorts of fun different things, and it's become a hobby, but it's also something that we'll be able to take with us in our future careers.
Yeah,
down the road.
Absolutely, that's a great point. And just getting out of the podcast, because you guys are seeing the progress, you guys are seeing how everything started, you're part of this family, you're part of this journey. So, you know, just to say thank you for being with us. But now let me get into something. Excel is something that I've always had, you know, I've always been curious about Excel and how it worked. And I've always seen people using it in very smart ways. But I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, I'll never use it. Until I got my first internship. And like 70% of the time, I was using Excel and formulas and graphs and pivot tables and VLOOKUPs and all of that. And I was like, man, I should have learned this before. So I truly took the time, and it wasn't something I was very interested in. But then at the moment, I saw the functions and how that could help me in my personal life. It was amazing how I just got into it and I started learning more and more and getting more curious and trying to learn new things like every day. And that's one of the things that got my job right after school, was because I was so good at Excel and that I could use that skill to help the company I was working for. And so you never know when you learn something new. It might just be for fun, but that can always apply to something else in your life. It could be video editing, audio editing, photography, skateboarding, guitar. You never know. Like, I grew a Instagram page from zero to almost 3,000 subscribers or followers in just a few months. Just me learning the guitar. And that was just cool. And I got to be part of such interesting and welcoming community that it just made me more comfortable when we started this podcast that, you know, I wasn't too shy to speak my mind and to put my pictures and, you know, make videos and be creative out there, because I know there are creative people out there who will support us. So just, you know, starting that Instagram just for fun gave me some background on how to run this podcast Instagram.
All right. Now, you've all heard us talk about this one before, but I'm going to let Gabe take this one. Gabe, what do you got for number four?
Invest and save in your 20s. That is key. You see that everywhere, but not many people do it. And it's extremely important for your life. I can tell you by personal experience. I graduated and, you know, I did an internship, so I started saving some money there. It was a crazy time waiting for my visa to go through so I could start working right after school. And, you know, I was out of school, out of my country, my home country. I knew nobody and I had to figure things out. You know, and I did. Some great friends. I spent time with great friends. But there are some expenses I needed to take care of. I needed a car to go to work and I didn't have a car. I needed to rent an apartment. And there's so many expenses. You know, there's electric bill, and there's Wi-Fi, and security deposits, and all that kind of stuff. So if I haven't saved money when I was in college, I could not afford that, and I'll have to move back to Brazil just because I didn't have money to start off my job, you know, and just have that waiting gap. Now, another thing, while I was working, I could save up some money and not just save, just leave it sitting there, but it's invest in something with low risk that will allow your money to keep its value for when you need it, like an emergency. And that is the first thing you need to do in your 20s, is set up an emergency fund that can help you big time when something comes up. And if you start in your 20s, you really don't have many huge, like, life-changing emergencies in your 20s. Save some exceptions, of course, and I guess I'm one of them.
At least we hope not.
But in your 20s, you have time in your favor. You have compound interest. You just have more time to build your emergency fund. So you don't have to take a lot of your paycheck or a lot of the money you make and just put it all into an emergency fund. You can just put a little bit each month, and that's going to build up over time. And when you see it, boom, 6 months of expenses, you're set. Now you can start investing long term for retirement and thinking of retirement. So I just think in your 20s, you can set up. We can make a full episode about that if you guys would like to. And I would love to make it because I'm truly passionate about the topic. But just to finish it up, number four, save up your money. Don't spend it all. Spend less than what you make and invest part of it in low risk investments that will give you a good return, at least for your money to keep up with inflation and you keep its value for the future. Emergencies are the only things we're sure about. Emergencies will happen. You just don't know when they will happen. So set up some money aside for emergencies, because then you don't have to change anything about your lifestyle. I know now with COVID happening all over the world, the people who are truly staying stable are the people who had some type of emergency funds and they're just keeping up with their lifestyle and just going through this crisis in a little more stable way. But that's it for number four. Number five, I think it's Laura's favorite, and I'll let her take care of that because I want to hear her thoughts and words about it.
Yes, number five is definitely my favorite of all of these, and that is travel whenever you possibly can. I think in our 20s, it's such a great time to be able to travel because at least most of us are still probably pretty healthy, so we can travel easily. And there's a lot of companies out there that actually do trips for 20 somethings, and you can just go see the world and go and do all the fun things while you still can before settling down and having a family. And that's one of my goals anyway in my 20s, is to see as much of the world as I can before starting a family.
Yeah, and share with us a little bit of the places you've been, the trips you've made, and your favorite parts of it.
The first place I went out of the country was Jakarta. I was 14, I think. I went for a wedding, actually, and that was a lot of fun. That was a 14-hour flight, so the first time I ever left the country was spending the night on an airplane. The next places I went was in Europe. I went with my school over spring break, and we went to Germany, Italy, Austria, and Switzerland. I absolutely loved Germany. I want to go back right now. So if anybody wants to go, let's go. The summer after my senior year of high school, I went to China for 2 weeks. If you ever have a chance to go on an Adventures by Disney trip, do it. That was one of the coolest trips I've ever taken. Everything was covered, food, hotels, everything that we did. It was expensive, but so worth it. We went to six different cities in China, and also went to the Disney parks in China, which I'm a big Disney person, so I loved that. But I think my favorite part that we did while we were there was actually the smaller stuff that nobody really talks about. Like we went to the Great Wall, and we went and saw the Terracotta Warriors and went to Tiananmen Square and all of the touristy things. But my favorite day, when we were in Beijing, we just went into some locals' homes, and they just kind of showed us around and showed us some of their different traditions and things that they love to do. And those are my favorite things that we did while we were there, is just kind of getting to know the people and the culture from their point of view rather than the touristy point of view.
I can just add to that, just to finish it up. It's amazing how, you know, you go to a different country, you enjoy the well-known places and the places everyone wants to go. But in my situation, for example, when I moved to the States, I moved to a very unique place. Like, it's not a huge city that you see in movies and everything else. But the things I enjoyed the most visiting the United States was the small towns, the countryside, just like go in the middle of nowhere and just have a good time there. So I'm 100% with you that, you know, that one of the coolest things is when you really emerge into the culture and enjoy with what the actual lifestyle is, if that makes any sense. It's just very exciting to travel and visit places and get to know different people, different backgrounds, different cultures. And yeah, I love it.
I like to even do that in the United States when I travel. Something I like to do whenever I go, even to big cities, is look up the local spots that everyone likes rather than all the touristy spots. And especially my family, we're big on food. And so we always like to find the best restaurants any city we visit. And I always try and find the top local place, not the top touristy place. And those have been some of the best places.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm a big food lover too. So yeah, going to different places and trying the food is one of the best parts, that's for sure. Okay guys, so that was number 5. But just to thank you for being with us until this point. I know it's been a very interesting conversation, full of fun facts and content. So let's go and give you guys a bonus one, a number 6. And if you made it until here, leave some comments on our Instagram, because we would love to see and hear what you think about that. Number 6. Know that you are exactly where you should be. And it's a very good thing to know as a 20-something is that don't try to compare yourself. People are different. There are 7 billion people in the world. A lot of them are in their 20s, I'm pretty sure. I don't have the right statistics here. But a lot of people are in their 20s. And there's a lot of different situations people are in. And just don't compare yourself to other people. Have people as role models, as people you want to be like or you inspire yourself on. But just don't try to be like them or try to put yourself down just because someone else is doing something different. Use that as motivation and keep you going, because, you know, if you compare yourself too much, it's just going to put you down and you're just going to lose your motivation. And I think it should be quite the opposite. Laura?
No, I agree with all of that. I think it's so easy to fall into this comparison trap, especially in your 20s when most of us are on some form of social media, and seeing a fellow 20-something in a different point in their life, it's so easy to be like, oh, I wish I was doing that, or I should be doing this by that point, or whatever that may look like for you. But I think it's really important to know that they're in that spot in their life for a reason, and you're in your spot in your life for a reason. And wherever you are, that's okay. Embrace that. If you want to work towards a goal, work towards that goal, but don't wish you were there just because somebody else is there and you're not.
Amazing words. Nothing to add. Like, very good point. Very wise words.
Thank you.
That is a wrap for today's episode. If this brought you any value, make sure to share, subscribe, like, follow, and comment in our social media. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye, y'all. Oh, God bless America. Oh,
God, that's my favorite still. The best outro of all times.